Hi, and welcome to yet another thrilling adventure of the Charting Your Course podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Moore. As we record this episode, we're greeted with the first great day of the spring. The buds are starting to show, and I actually heard tree frogs last night serenade me from the river near my house. They reminded me of that cute baby sitting a few rows back on a plane. It's so cute when you see it and you hear it. But then about halfway through the flight, it starts crying, and it's all upset, and you try to figure out what the heck is making that baby cry like that and scream. But then you smell it, and you know why. Even after the parent changes it, the smell still lingers on the rest of the flight. Speaking of lingering on, the other thing I noticed is the scent of the air this time of year is a little different. It's got that warm, humid taste to it, I guess. No, I know what you're thinking. I'm not down one of a town dump. I'm out in the middle of nowhere. But that's enough of that. The market seems pretty steady in its growth this year, although as we're recording this, it's down a little bit today and down a little bit yesterday. But year to date, the top three indexes, the S&P 500, has returned 9.5%. The NASDAQ is at 8.5%. And foreign stocks are bringing up the third with 4.5% return. The top three sectors are communications returning 18.7, energy reporting 18.1, and IT is third at 11.6. Remember the last couple of years, IT was pretty much mopping up the field with its returns, and energy was really on the other side. And of course, the big dogs right now are bonds. Bonds are doing terrible year to date. I can't think of any of them that are positive right now. You know, the other day, the oldest man in the world passed away at age 114. When I read this, it got me to thinking about retirement planning and my clients. There was a survey done recently when baby boomers were asked how their retirement was going to be funded. Pay attention, baby boomers, this is you. 49% of you said Social Security would be the main source. 401ks were the second source at 28%. Personal savings was third at 23%. And pensions were only 16% of what's going to fund their retirement. It makes sense with pensions because most companies don't have them like that anymore. And we complain about retirement age getting higher. But from 1990 to 2024, the people living over 100 has tripled. It went from 37,000 to 101,000. That number is expected to triple again over the next 30 years. And, you know, there was something on the news the other day. A scientist or a doctor said that the person that's going to see 150 is actually alive today. I think that's me, but, you know, I don't know. And then, did you know, according to the U.S. Census, Generation X has 56.1% of their own retirement account? Generation Z only has 7.7%. Despite the high percentage of Generation X, over 40% of them have zero balance. It's almost, you know, they opened them up and took it out. With that in mind, people would say, what the hell is Generation X people doing with their money? Let's just take a couple of comparisons. I'm at the tail end of the baby boomers. I know what you're thinking. How could Jeff possibly be that old and look so young? Well, the answer to that is very simple. Just good scotch. Don't buy the cheap stuff. But I digress. When I was a young adult, I paid for college by cutting down trees in the summertime and on school breaks. That covered my tuition and gave me a little extra money to spend. And believe me, it wasn't a lot. Today, you'd have to cut down the rainforest just to pay for 1 year of school. So the student loans are crazy. Also, the price of houses is ridiculous. How about childcare? God, it costs almost as much as a Harvard education for preschool for kids. It's just crazy what the kids have to pay for today. And then we wonder why they don't have anything towards retirement. Because another thing is pay hasn't kept up with it. Kids making $60,000 back when I was a kid, that was a lot of money. Today, it's just barely getting by at best. So when I sit down with the younger generations, I'm actually amazed at how they do get by. I found that the Generation X people actually do a better job with their debt-income ratio than the boomers do. Of course, I've always said that my generation is the gotta-have-it generation. We'll pay for it later. We'll get it now. Yet they're really going to go through a rough time maintaining a healthy lifestyle when they retire. I'll get deeper into that in another show. Finally, I just want to give you an update on what's going on in our quest to find the perfect broker-dealer. Ursula and I have been weeding out the candidates, and I believe we're making pretty good progress as to finding where we're going to end up. But I want to remind you, this change does not affect any of your accounts. You will still have the same investments, and you'll still have us. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to give me a call or email at jmoore@bbayfp.com. Also, don't forget to visit our website at www.bbayfp.com. As always, thanks for listening and take care all.